You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco has some of the highest towing fees in the country. The San Francisco Chronicle found in 2016 that getting your car towed here can cost twice or three times as much as anywhere else in the country. Last December, a San Francisco man's car was towed, and the fines climbed into thousands of dollars. That man, James Smith, was homeless, and the car was his only shelter. Now Smith is taking on the city with a lawsuit that challenges the whole way that cities handle towing. KELW's Eli Wertschafter reports.
James Smith is a soft-spoken gentleman, 64 years old. He's got smooth skin and bright eyes that make him look a lot younger.
Well, my name is James Smith. I live here and reside here in San Francisco. I've been here all my life.
Smith used to volunteer for a homelessness organization. He'd help people find places to stay. Sometimes he'd even open up his own little apartment. He says he never expected that one day he'd be the one living on the streets.
Never, ever.
Smith relies on disability checks. He has problems with his knees and his back, and so it's hard for him to hold down a job. Last fall, he moved out of his apartment, and he started to sleep in the back of his 2007 Honda Accord.
My money, my food, my clothing were in the car, so that was my home.
The car was also essential for any odd jobs he could pick up. And then, last year, a few days after Christmas, he says he left his car for a couple of hours on Hyde Street. He didn't notice that there was street sweeping that morning. And when he came back for his car, it was gone.
I called the police department and I told them I believe my car was stolen.
But it wasn't stolen. It had been towed. When Smith got in touch with the towing company, he found out that he had racked up 21 different parking citations for a total of $2,848. The majority of the tickets were street sweeping violations that had happened in the months before he became homeless. He says he was mostly bedridden at the time, stuck in his apartment. According to Smith, a caretaker was supposed to move his car for him, but she didn't.
She really didn't want to work as I wanted to work.
The city sent notices by mail saying the tickets were overdue. But during this time, Smith had become homeless, so he didn't see the mail.
No, I wasn't aware. I knew I may have had a ticket or two, but not as many as they claim.
The tickets laid out San Francisco's policy, that if you have five or more citations, your car could be towed. But the city doesn't stick a final warning on your vehicle. If your car is found parked illegally again, it could be towed immediately. So Smith says he was caught totally by surprise.
It's just a hurting thing to come out and find that something that you've been paying on, that you cherish, something that you sleep in, something that you eat in, is gone.
Now, if he wanted to get his car back, Smith would have to pay all the fees for the overdue parking tickets, plus a pile of towing and storage charges. He says it added up to almost $5,000.
That is extremely too much for anyone with a fixed income, or even not with a fixed income, to have to pay that much money for a car being towed.
He just didn't have the money. And every day he didn't pay, the fees went up by another $71. Without his car, Smith lost opportunities to work, and he lost his shelter. He says one night, as he was trying to get some sleep out on the street,
someone came up to me and they kicked me, they robbed me. They took everything I had, the little money I had in my pocket. So I had nothing to eat the next morning.
Paul Rose is a spokesman for the Municipal Transportation Agency. He says if MTA officials believe someone is sleeping in their car, they'll try to connect that person with homeless services. But he says towing is a necessary enforcement tool for delinquent tickets.
If we don't enforce the rules that way and we don't put a limit on how many citations people can have, it wouldn't incentivize people to move their cars when they're supposed to.
Every year, San Francisco tows about 4,000 vehicles for overdue fines and fees.
The startling thing is that 50% of those people never get their cars back.
Elisa Della Piana is the legal director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights in San Francisco. She says across the state, poor people are more likely to have their cars towed for unpaid tickets and more likely to never get their cars back.
The DMV estimates that 45,000 cars each month in California are sold at lien sale, and that's usually because people can't afford to pay the tow and storage fees to get them back. So this is permanent deprivation, people losing often their only asset, their only way to work, and for many people like Mr. Smith, their only shelter.
The Lawyers Committee heard about Smith's case, and along with another nonprofit, Bay Area Legal Aid, they decided to sue the SFMTA on his behalf.
This needed justice, and we knew that the case needed to be brought.
The civil rights lawyers are arguing something pretty radical. They say no city should be able to tow your car as a way to collect debt. They say that practice violates the Fourth Amendment, the one that says the government can't make unreasonable searches and seizures of property.
It's unconstitutional to tow where there's not a warrant and there's not a public safety or urgent traffic convenience issue.
They also say it's unconstitutional to punish someone for simply being too poor to pay a fine.
We hope that this case and our advocacy efforts will change the laws in California and hopefully through the country.
The case has moved up to a federal court. But in the meantime, Smith's lawyers negotiated with the SFMTA, asking them to give Smith his car back. And in April, almost 4 months after the car was towed, the city agreed.
Okay.
On a Wednesday afternoon, Smith gets into a Lyft and heads to the tow yard in Bayshore, which is run by a company called Auto Return.
It's like going to see the wizard.
The tow yard is a place Smith has been before in his various attempts to get his car back.
I have James Smith here to pick up a Honda.
And this time, they finally let him go home with it.
How about it? Marvelous! Just marvelous!
The MTA has no plans to stop towing cars as a way to collect parking debt. But in March, the agency made it easier for people to sign up for their low-income payment plan. Before, it cost $60 to join, and you had 14 weeks to pay off your fines. Now, it's $5 to join, and you can gradually pay off fees over a year and a half. Spokesman Paul Rose says that since the changes went into effect, four times as many people have enrolled.
We've had more people participate in these programs than we have had in the past.
The SFMTA is also following some recommendations made by the city treasurer's office to lower boot and tow fees for people with low incomes. But Smith and his lawyers are still hoping for a much bigger change, to stop towing for debt collection altogether.
I just want to help the next person. I don't want it to happen to no one again. I think the law should be changed. Sincerely.
Depending on the outcome of Smith's case, some of his towing charges and late fees might be dropped. But he still owes the city for the original 21 parking tickets. He's paying them off by doing 10 hours of community service every week. With his car back, at least he has a place to sleep. In San Francisco, I'm Eli Werchafter for Cross Currents.